Shalom. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel. Speaking on behalf of Kosher 101.9, radio around the world. It goes out from Carlsbad, New Mexico, USA. We ourselves are located in Jerusalem. We represent Brit Am, an organization whose aim may be summed up by our three R's: research, recognition, reconciliation. We research where the lost 10 tribes went to. We work for the recognition of the research findings, and also for the reconciliation between Judah and Joseph, between Judah, the present-day Jews, and the lost 10 tribes of Israel. Our website is www.britam.org. www.britam.org. The lost 10 tribes, according to our findings, are to be found amongst Western peoples, including many of the inhabitants of the USA. In our research, we use sources from whatever field may be pertinent. We concentrate on the Bible, on biblical sources, on finding proofs from Scripture, but also we confirm them from rabbinical sources, from the Talmud, Midrashim, and major rabbinical commentaries, in addition to archaeology, linguistics, general historical writings, legends, and anthropology, almost any field which has anything whatsoever to say on the subject. And we try and show how evidence from all different areas ties in and correlates with the other, and how it all forms one complementary picture that affirms our findings. So the lost 10 tribes are to be found today, according to prophecy and according to other sources, other fields of evidence, only amongst Western peoples. The rabbinical sources, we use them to confirm our biblical researches. The rabbinical sources confirm our application of certain verses to the lost 10 tribes. When we understand certain verses that speak of Israel, that speak of Joseph, or speak in general of Israelites, but we understand them from the context to be applying to the lost 10 tribes, very often we find rabbinical commentary and related commentary and evidence from the Talmud and Midrashim confirming that these verses are pertinent to the lost 10 tribes, and in most cases really should be applied to them, as we have done. We're not saying that any of you have to believe in us, believe in our findings because the rabbi says so, because what the rabbi said, it pertains to the Jews, it pertains to the Jewish religion. But these sources, however, are respected. They are the result of scholarship. They are enunciated by scholars who studied the Bible, who knew the Hebrew, and also were recipients of a long-standing tradition. And in many cases, they really were inspired in the way they went. Maimonides says that anyone who dwells on a subject, anyone who puts himself to know something, to understand something, will acquire a sixth sense about it. So too, this applies also to the Bible, it applies to Scripture. People who learn the Bible, know it up by heart, go over it and over it time and time again, till they know it inside out, they will acquire a sixth sense as to what it says, as to what it means, and as to any extra meanings behind the simple passages, the simple meaning of the passages. The sages said that the Lost in Times were exiled. They affirmed that they were exiled. The Bible says they were exiled. Archaeology says they were exiled. But some people claim they were not exiled for some reason. As the sages affirm, they say expressly the Lost in Times were exiled. And they also say that they will return, but they have not yet done so. And this is a principle with them. So this is a beginning. The sages also say the Lost in Times went to the places such as the Sambatian River, the mountains of darkness, the mountains of snow, Africa, the place of the dark clouds, and so on. And we examine these locations, what these locations refer to according to the geographical evidence and the concepts of geography in their times. In parallel situations, both in the Middle East and amongst the Romans and Greeks, and we find that this terminology, these terms, these names of places were definite areas that we can identify, and we show how these areas were those where people such as Scythians, Cimmerians, Goths, and other people settled. And the additional evidence relates these said peoples to the lost tribes of Israel. We find that Zarephath in Obadiah 1:20 in the Hebrew Bible, not in the English translation, but in the Hebrew Bible, as we explain on our website, in our commentary to Obadiah, says that Zarephath means France, or France and England, according to another opinion, but all France in the north, it at all events definitely centered on France, and that it is saying that the lost tribes were in that area, the lost tribes went to that area. So that is what the sages say, that is how they understood the Hebrew Bible to be affirming. And this is there in black and white, and you can look it up for the explanation, the linguistic explanations and the full quotations from the relevant sources. The sages also gave tribal characteristics concerning each and every tribe. Not only the sages, but also rabbinical commentators throughout the ages. They described the different characteristics of the tribes. We, from other directions, from other findings, have already identified certain entities, certain peoples in the West, with certain tribes, with certain Israelite tribes, and we find how the national characteristics of the said peoples fit in with the tribal description given by the sages, who were coming from a completely different direction. We find how the two different fields of study coincide with each other. This is very exciting and very interesting. We also find that a description of the Messiah, son of Joseph, who is a figure who in the end times will lead the Lost End Times back before their ultimate reunion with Judah and with the Messiah, son of David. They will have their own leader, Messiah, son of Joseph, and he will head the Lost End Tribes, and many of his attributes can be found in the policies and the traditional policies and attitudes of Great Britain and the USA. And that certain aspects of this person could only be fulfilled by these entities acting together. They, in effect, can apply only to the USA and to Britain. The role of Joseph, as found in rabbinical commentaries, fits that of the historical tasks taken upon themselves by Britain and its daughters and by the USA. Okay, this is quite clear, and we will talk about this at more length at another time. It also says that the very name Manasseh in Hebrew means responsible representation. Manasseh means responsible representative government. And that is what the USA has, what the USA fulfills, and only the USA does. And we have found from other from other directions once again, that a good portion of the people from the tribe of Manasseh did settle in the USA, and they do dominate the characteristics of the USA. In other words, they have the characteristics of Manasseh. We find that the Manasseh, according to, again, from linguistic rabbinical studies, the Manasseh was to have a presidential system, to be ruled by a figure as a prince, similar to a president, or exactly the same as a president, who has the same role and the same tasks as a president does. America was to be ruled by the presidential system. Sorry, Manasseh meaning America, was to be ruled by the same presidential system as we find in America. Also, the very name America derives from Hamechiah, the son of Manasseh, and this name also means capitalism, can represent capitalism, the principle of capitalism in Hebrew, and America does exemplify this principle more than any other country in the world. We also find that, according to rabbinical commentaries, Manasseh was to become greater after Ephraim. We find that the Manasseh people from the north and west of Britain, they left Britain, migrated to the USA and founded the USA, and they constituted more than 85% of the early founders of America, of the USA, of the United States of America, and they determined much of the characteristics, the formative characteristics at this early stage. And they all came from areas in Britain where groups with names that show they pertain to Manasseh were dominant. So find that the greatness of Manasseh was to be expressed through the material, through materialism, through his material greatness, through his bounty, through the bigness of his character and of his works, and of the material expression of his might. And this was to be marked. He was to come after, Manasseh was to achieve greatness after Ephraim, and he was to be materially more successful than Ephraim. And that is how we found the USA, indeed, has become, as compared to Britain, where Ephraim has been dominant. And this all involves the question of identifying the USA with Manasseh and Britain with Ephraim, and it's a question for another study, but we just wanted to point out a few points and emphasize that this is what rabbinical sources tell us. We also have the biblical codes, which are also a Jewish science, something new, which Jewish scholars have discovered. And these biblical codes, which are mathematically proven, which are statistically correct, and in some cases almost impossible to controvert, these biblical codes also confirm our findings as to where the Lost Tribes were and the identity of certain nations as having a predominant element from Israelite tribes amongst them. Thank you very much. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel. Thank you.